Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Today I just want to share a little about Imam Mahdi al-Islam and our responsibilities. Imam Mahdi al-Islam was born in the town of Shaban. His father, Imam Hasan Askari al-Islam, saw a shining with a mission who sent him a long life and fulfilled God's promise. His brother was Bibi Najis Khatun, a Hafiz Imam. Now Hasan Askari al-Islam was for 5 years in terror's march to kept himself far from the reach of enemies and of course strangers, and only loyal sheikh had the honor of meeting him. When the divine task of guardianship of the last rule of the Prophet's household reached the household, Imam Mahdi al-Islam refrained from appearing in public. However, certain trusted people were able to meet him, inform him of Shia's problems, and tell him his guidelines and collect back to the people. With regard to faith, piety, and loyalty, these were eminent Muslims who formed the link between Imam Mahdi al-Islam and the people. Our responsibilities. We are living the age of Imam Mahdi al-Islam's arrival. So, what are responsibilities? No doubt our prime duty is to know that Imam Mahdi al-Islam is not possible. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who died without knowing the Imams of one age is like the one who had died in the age of ignorance. Death in the age of ignorance means they are not outside of the pale of faith of Islam. And one who fails to recognize the Imam of his time has been introduced as an unbeliever. Another responsibility of Shia's during the life is waiting for the Imam's return, which has been repeatedly pointed out by the Imam of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. A waiting person is one who is ready for the Imam, Mahdi alayhi salam, and has the characteristics and the qualities of the Imam's companion, and has no hesitation about sacrificing his life and assist in the Imam's way. About the characteristics and the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's companion. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates in Bin Harul Anwar, volume 52, page 300, that they will live a simple life like a true follower of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Their hearts would be like iron and they don't have a shred of doubt in their minds about Imam. To uphold the rights of Allah, they will be firm like hard stone and will always be attentive towards the service and obedience of the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. They will remain awake in the night and will worship Allah throughout. Let us all pray to Allah that He makes one of us those who are waiting for Allah, the Imam. Number one, our acts should also be a proof of what we are doing. Number two, first we should make efforts to know the Imam and should guide those who deny or oppose the Imam. Number three, during the Ghaibat, we should prepare ourselves for the Imam's appearance, and our hearts are ready to obey and fulfill His commands. Our thoughts focus on making efforts in His ways, and our souls will be ready to sacrifice. Thank you for listening about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Jazakallah.